This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jackie Drake. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We've got a great show coming up.
That's right. We've got a lot of events coming up at the Alumni Association that we'll tell you about. And we actually have two guests tonight, which is a little different. We're switching it up a bit. Tiffany Meadows and Josh Powell, both from the class of 2008. Tiffany. She probably doesn't go by Tiffany. Now, Tiffany and Josh met while they were students here at ECU and recently got engaged in Fletcher Hall, where they met as freshmen. And so, Jackie, it's a love story today.
It's a very sweet story, yes. They are not a celebrity couple, so let's not merge their names like Bennifer or anything like that.
Oh, that's right. what would it be? It would be
Tiffany.
Or Jiffany. It would be Jiffany or Tosh.
Tosh, so why don't we go with that one? All right.
Well,
Tiffany and Josh will be here to tell us all about it. We are looking forward to that. I think it's a cute story. I think Josh had it all planned out, and Tiffany was totally surprised. But they'll be there to tell us the story here in a little bit.
See, people will see my sensitive side now.
Yes.
My warm and fuzzy.
Your sentimental side, yes.
That's right. So did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did. I was not at a party, but I did have the TV on at home and kept up with it, and that was quite a game.
Don't worry about it. I've lived here for 9 years now and have never been invited to a Super Bowl party.
Oh, really?
I've heard they exist. I just never witnessed one, but that's okay. Maybe I just need to look inward. That's why I'm not getting invited, but that's all right.
Or you could just look at it like the party is wherever you are.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. But how about Vonte Leach?
Awesome.
Third year in a row for a Pirate to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It takes a connoisseur of football to really appreciate what Vonte Leach brings to a football team. You know, he doesn't touch the ball very much. He had a few catches, where he caught some passes,
right.
But he was as dominant as a football player in that game. I mean, he was opening holes. He was picking up blitzes, blocking downfield. I mean, he was as much part of the Ravens' success as anyone on that team. And so congratulations to Vonte Leach for bringing a Super Bowl ring again, third year in a row, back to the Pirate Nation.
So you know what my favorite play of his was?
What was that?
At the very end of the game when he laid down in the purple and gold confetti and started making a confetti
right.
angel.
The confetti angels.
That was my favorite.
Absolutely. I thought it was appropriate that it was purple and gold.
Pirates always know how to celebrate, definitely.
That's right.
Purple and gold forever.
Absolutely. Well, we're preparing for a lot of upcoming events here at the Alumni Association. We'll have our sixth annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run, and that will occur on Saturday, April 20th.
Yeah, and we've got a 5K road race and a 1 mile fun run. So if you're like me and you're not really a runner, you can. I think I could get through a mile. I will be working the event, but I think anybody could get through that little 1 mile fun run. So we're hoping either one, you come out and participate. And this is all for a good cause because all the proceeds go for student scholarships.
Absolutely. You know, Greenville's a running community. This 5K, now in its sixth year, has grown every single year. Last year we had over 300 runners. It's a great course if you're interested in setting a PR for your 5K, because it's a really flat course, right up and down, you know, out and back on Fifth Street. And like you said, it goes to support a great cause, scholarships for some of the best and brightest students that we have here at East Carolina. And so I'm excited about that event.
Yeah, it should be a great crowd and a great time. So be sure to come on out to the Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 20th.
That's right. Well, we're also very excited and honored to host the Golden Alumni Reunion, the class of 1963, as they return for their 50th reunion here on campus in May. We'll be hosting a reunion dinner, a special celebration with the graduating class of 2013, and of course, Golden Alumni will be participating in commencement ceremonies on May 10th. And Jack, now you've been to commencement before, and actually, I think when you were with the Reflector, you actually covered this event.
I did. I remember remember I was working at the paper for the very first one, and I saw about a dozen people in gold robes, and I said, ooh, they look important. And I thought, once I figured out what it was, it just added so much to the ceremony. It was really neat to see the class celebrating their 53 union come back for commencement. Putting those two together is just an awesome thing to see.
Absolutely. You know, it links the generations of alumni. They get the biggest crowd, so they get the biggest cheer from the crowd when they come into the stadium. So it is just a great event. And so we look forward to doing that again on May 10th for, the class of 1963.
So if you're a member of the class of 1963, or you know someone like a friend or family member who is a member, please contact us so we can get you signed up to be involved and participate, because you guys don't want to miss this special reunion.
That's right. If you're a sucker for a love story, stay with us. A Pirate's Life for Me will be right back after this commercial break. The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 6th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 20th.
Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K road race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m.
Register early and pay just $15 for the entry fee, which includes a race t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We have two guests with us tonight, Tiffany Meadows and Josh Powell, both from the class of 2008. Tiffany and Josh came to campus over the holidays to return to the dorm where they had met, and Tiffany thought it was just a quick visit to stroll down memory lane. Josh had something special in mind and popped the big question in Fletcher Hall on December 14th. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So let's start right at the very beginning, Josh, and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, it's actually a funny story. Out of high school, I was a track runner, and I'd been recruited a little bit by ECU, but I kind of had my eyes set on a couple of other schools. But then over the course of the summer, I kind of changed my mind and went to ECU for the first time. I'd never been to ECU prior to the summer after I graduated high school, and just kind of fell in love with the place and decided that that was the place for me.
And, Josh, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, great. And how about you, Tiffany? When did you decide you wanted to be an East Carolina Pirate?
I grew up in Eastern North Carolina, so it was something that I always wanted to do.
All right, so tell us what some of your favorite memories are of your time at ECU. And, Tiffany, we'll start with you.
Probably just being with friends, going to football games, tailgating, different things like that.
How about you, Josh? What do you remember from your time as a student here?
Some of my favorite memories are pretty simple. When in between classes, everyone used to hang out kind of in Wright Place. And throughout the day, different times after certain classes, there'd just be a large conglomeration of people that we all knew just kind of hanging out and talking. And that was always a good thing to kind of break up the day and get you a little reprieve from classes for 10 to 15 minutes or so.
We're talking with newly engaged couple Tiffany Meadows and Josh Powell, both from the class of 2008, and you're listening to a love edition of The Pirate's Life for Me. So we know you guys met on campus in Fletcher Hall, but exactly how did the two of you meet, Tiffany? What's the story there?
Well, we both lived in Fletcher on the same floor because it's a co-ed dorm, and we actually had a couple of classes together also. So we got to know each other a lot better by walking from Fletcher, which is all the way on west end of campus, to Brewster, which is all the way on the opposite side of campus.
So, Josh, was it love at first sight?
No, to be honest, no. I mean, it was just kind of a mutual friendship that blossomed into something more. I mean, she was definitely an attractive girl. But when we first met, I think my roommate actually kind of liked her more than me, so that was somewhat of a deterrent off the get-go.
Oh, man, well, isn't it funny how things turn out sometimes? We're so glad you guys wound up together, and I know you guys are probably sick and tired of telling this story, but I know people love to hear it. So tell us about the proposal. How did everything go? And, Josh, I'll have you start because I understand that you kind of planned everything, and it was kind of a surprise because you're not much of a planner. So how did you get the idea to set everything up the way you did?
The initial idea, I have no clue, actually, how I came up with it, but I didn't know if it was going to actually be feasible when it came down to the schematics of everything. So eventually I made a couple of calls to ECU, and it slowly got bounced up the ladder to finally it rested at Bill McCartney, who I believe is the Chancellor of Student Life.
Right, right.
And he was absolutely excellent. Anything, he would have bent over backwards if he could to have helped me out. And through him, he even came all the way to New Bern, that's where we currently live, to help hash out final details as well. But anything he could absolutely do, he did to help set it up. I told him that I had met Tiffany, obviously, in Fletcher. ECU has been a huge part of our relationship. All of our friends stem from ECU. So that was really the only place that kind of felt natural to try to do that.
So, Tiffany, you know, when I got engaged to my wife, I used to always jokingly ask her if she would marry me, and her response was always the same. She would say, "If you ask me the right way, then I will." So, did he ask the right way?
He did.
Were you really surprised?
I was. We were actually in town, or so I thought, for my, like, work Christmas party. And we went over to UBE and bought an ornament because we have an all purple and gold tree. And then he wanted to walk on campus. So we went down to Minden Hall. We picked up a tech and just sort of reminisced. And then we came up to Fletcher and walked inside and everything was set up.
So he had set it up ahead of time. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when's the wedding? How's planning going?
It's not going to be until May of 2014. We're still trying to, like, nail down a venue. It's a lot of work planning a wedding.
It's absolutely horrible.
Oh, no. Josh, I like your honesty.
Josh, you should just say, "Hey, Tiffany, you got this all under control. Just tell me when and where."
Exactly. That's exactly. Right.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, a special love story edition of A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Josh Powell and Tiffany Meadows, both of the class of 2008, who just got engaged over the holidays in the dorm where they met here at ECU. So,
So one of the things we wanted to ask you, choosing a college and choosing a partner in life are both some pretty big decisions. So how did you guys know that ECU was the right choice for you for college, and then how did you guys kind of know you were right for each other?
Like I said, ECU was just, that's the only college that I always wanted to go to. I mean, I had applied to other colleges as backups, but that's really where I wanted to go. I grew up watching the commercials on TV because I'm from Eastern North Carolina, and it's just always something I wanted to do.
And as for me, I think it's just kind of a leap of faith with ECU, and it worked out great. And then with Tiffany and my relationship, we dated for 8 years before we actually got engaged, but long ago it was clear that it's essentially we've been married, it seems, for 5 years or more. So it's early on we kind of knew that we were the right one for each other.
Well, you guys have been a little bit difficult to catch up with. Both of you are, working hard in your careers. Talk about what you're doing, each of you now, with the degree that you've earned from East Carolina.
I actually work in the mental health field with at-risk youth.
Great.
I graduated with a degree in family and community services and a minor in child development and family relations, so I pretty much work with families and children.
That's an area of I guess our medical health medical field sector that's been getting a lot of attention lately with some of these school shootings and the increased need for mental health care.
Yes, definitely.
How about you, Josh?
I actually work in pest control here in New Bern, and my major was public relations. I don't necessarily use that every day, but it definitely goes a long way in dealing with customers, and it makes an easy transition all across the board, pretty much in every aspect of business. So it gets implemented often, although it's not my exact job title.
Good answer. You can tell you're in public relations.
Absolutely. Well, Josh and Tiffany, we'd like to thank you for being on the show and allowing us to share your story with the Pirate Nation. So many people meet their soulmate on campus at East Carolina, and you two are a great example of the love that the Pirates have for each other and for their university. And just a special note, how special it was to kind of be included in your special moment. It's just a testimony to the true Pirates that you guys really are. Thanks for being on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again, and congratulations to you both.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Ooh, yeah. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring,
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details. East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 6th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 20th.
Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K road race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m.
Register early and pay just $15 for the entry fee, which includes a race t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks again to Tiffany and Josh for joining us on our show. I got a little tear in my eye.
It was a sweet story, isn't it? I really like how they said that they were friends at first, and then their relationship bloomed into something else. So I think that that happens a lot, and that's always a good sign, I think. So we wish them well.
Yeah, great couple. Well, now's the time of the show where we like to ask, are you a member?
The number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join.
The Alumni Association is committed to helping the university recruit excellent students. A strong Alumni Association demonstrates that East Carolina is more than just the 4 years of college. It's a lifetime of pride, passion, and tradition. Alumni interactions with students solidifies relationships with the university. The Alumni Association also invests $50,000 in student programs, services, and scholarships. From the ECU Ambassadors and Magnolia Bells to Senior Week events and work-study opportunities, the Alumni Association's student programs instill service and leadership in our students, preparing them to be citizens of the world.
In addition to supporting student achievement, there are many benefits of membership, like getting all the latest updates, access to premium content on our website, and reduced member pricing to our events, both here and in the different regions around the country. But we encourage alumni to join not just for what they get, but for what they can give. Your membership allows us to support the university, sponsor student organizations, fund scholarships, recognize faculty, honor alumni, and keep everyone connected throughout the Pirate Nation.
Speaking of connections, many alumni meet their spouse right here on campus at East Carolina. Right now, we have a special way to celebrate that connection. Many of you have received our invitation to join with our special couples membership appeal. And please keep in mind that couples actually get a discount on membership. It's a great rate, $50 for you and your spouse to join the Alumni Association. And so show your love for each other and your pirate pride by becoming a member of the Alumni Association today. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us again on Friday, February 22nd. Our next guest is Chris Meadows from the class of 2003 and 2006. He's the principal of Jones Senior High School in Trenton, North Carolina. And Chris recently gained a major grant to get laptops at his school, so he'll be here with us to share that story.
Be sure to join us again Friday after next, February 22nd, right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Clip Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You brought a lot of sunshine into my life. You filled me with happiness I never knew. You gave me more joy than I ever dreamed of. And no one can take the place that you will. This will be you and me. Yes, sir, we eternally. Hugging and squeezing and kissing and pleasing together forever.
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.